those would help with your slowness then. No, I'm serious. Go back to what you said before.
Right.
Some slowness. If you have a situation where you feel that, you know, under pressure or whatever, dis-ease, if you will, asking these questions or answering these questions would help you to slow down before you make some inappropriate response, we'll call it.
Absolutely. Before you criticize somebody or before you accept somebody else's criticism.
So it's a self-control thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And when I get criticized now, I have a little line that, because it's a trigger for me, I have a little line I use that I can say, because I used to be go all flushed and red in the face and I didn't know what to do. And depending on the environment, I'd say, excuse me, I'll be right back, and I'd go to the washroom and have a cry. But I don't need to do that anymore, because once you practice these coping mechanisms. So the other one is, as soon as you start to feel criticized, you simply say, thank you for the information. That's all it is information, their opinion. And then you go away and ask yourself these questions, because sometimes if you start to feel yourself getting triggered, your brain isn't functioning on all cylinders.
So you go have a cry. I got some news for you. Well, you go have the cry. The guy actually goes in his office and kicks the garbage can or punches the wall. So they don't cry, but they take it out somehow, okay?
Right, well, because they have permission.
Yeah, well, whatever. Well,
for the anger thing, right?
Yeah.
Where we got the permission for the feeling the hurts thing.
That's right. There you go.
You got it. Yep.
So the book, Woe to Wow, How Resilient Women Succeed at Work. I know it took you almost 5 years to write it. Tell me a little bit more about the book. Why do people need to read this?
Well, it's useful. I found some men find it very useful as well, because 90% of the coping mechanisms also are helpful for
They're non-generic specific.
But there's a drop in the bucket that are specifically for women. When I said speaking, I asked women to fill in a form and ask three questions. What has been your biggest workplace challenge? 2, how did you cope? And 3, what did you learn? And I had just under 400 women write me responses. And then, of course, it took me forever to collate them.
Yeah, yeah.
I interviewed 27 women in depth. So there's 27 stories for women in the book illustrating it. And then the latter part of the book has 5 categories of strategies with, as I said, 35 coping strategies and 27 tip boxes. The tip boxes are typically, 10 tips for saying no, yes, and it depends, that kind of thing.
So quick handy things they have at your disposal.
Yeah, exactly. I also created a kit. I had a woman in one of my workshops say, your book is amazing. I love this workshop, but I don't want to take the book or the handout to work. I just need a cue card to remind
me.
To remind me about these 5 questions around being criticized. So guess what? I have 42 cue cards in a package that go along with the book.
There you
that
go.
Are very, very helpful to people.
Good. It's like my little 10 steps card that we hand out at seminars. People love them. They keep them on their desk or put them on the wall or whatever. It's something easy. Yeah,
exactly.
But the book would be a good read for either, because I'm sure, I'm guessing here, but I would imagine that out of the 400 people you interviewed, there was some commonality among a large part. But at the same time, you probably picked up some that you hadn't even thought of, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. So that's the beauty of gleaning information for other people. So I ended up with 5 categories. The first one is about self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tips on how to establish clear boundaries, all the way with a little script for you.
Okay.
How to align with integrity and to know when you're out of integrity. That's a huge one.
Ah.
How to keep your humanness. We're not machines. We're not doing. We need to take time just to be ourselves.
Right.
Embrace your womanness has to do with some of the conversation we've had today. To know that there are some differences about being a woman in this culture. And then care for the mother. Mothers tend to put everybody first. And then, of course, choose your best life rhythm, which is my alternative to the work-life balance theme.
The one that's going to work for you.
Exactly.
So there's no one universal. If there was one universal pill, everybody would be taking it, right?
Probably. Get familiar with protective laws in your country as well as in your company. That is a very good protective coping mechanism.
What is that then?
Well, some companies have, for instance, a no bullying policy.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Right? And some companies don't. Some companies have more time off and some don't. Some have a policy around going home with your children are sick. Some don't. So it's really, really useful.
You need to know what they are.
You know what the policies are in your company and the laws and the protective laws, because sometimes people, your employer or you may have a client that's violating our rights. And the last of that category around protecting yourself is the ability to say no, yes, it depends, or I need some more time.
Mm.
You know, think about it. So that's that. And then number 2 is categories is learn to self-nurture yourself. taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally is important when the wind hits, that we can bend and have the strength to get back on the road. And optimism, a lot of the emotional intelligence comes in here. Learning to stop your negative self-talk and learn to do the positive stuff. Honoring your feelings, which we've kind of covered. I've even got tips on how to move out of painful feelings. If you're in a painful feeling in the workplace, you're not going to function well. And it's going to affect other people. They're going to see your eyes not present. So you need to know how to get yourself out of those feelings and back to functioning your best.